Okay, Sanhedrin, we're going to start Pei Aleph Amid Aleph. We're going to start the Mishnah. A little bit of it we learned, but we're going to start from the Mishnah. Okay, Mishnah says like this. Mishnah is Chayiv Shnei Mishas Bezdin. A guy did one Aveda that gets two types of death. And the Gemara is going to give examples for it. Nidim Bechamura. Then you get, which that, let's say, guy did one Aveda, then you get Skila. Oh no, it could even be two types of Avedas. Okay? He did one Aveda of Skila, one Aveda of Sreifa. So which one does he get? He gets the one of Skila, because Skila is stricter. Aved Aveda Shin is Chayv Shtei Mises. What happens if a guy did one Aveda? Again, this the Gemara is going to say cases. The first case is a guy did two Avedas. He desecrated Shabbos and committed adultery. So it's Skila and Chenek. So what punishment does he get? He gets Skila. What happens if a guy did one Aveda that gets two deaths? One Aveda gets two deaths. Friends, the Gemara is going to say very simple. A guy lived with his mother-in-law. So his mother-in-law is a mother-in-law, plus Shanesh Yisish. Now, Esh Yisish gets Chenek. Mother-in-law gets a different punishment. So which one do you get? It says Nidim B'chamura. But Rabbi Yisi argues, Rabbi Yisi says an interesting point. Nidim B'zikur Yishenah Sheba Olav. And the Gemara is going to explain this, what this means. He is judged for the first prohibition that he did. And the Gemara is going to explain what this means. Okay? So basically, the Mishnah says, you do two Mises, you get the stricter one. You do one Aveda that gets two Mises, then Rabbi Yossi says, whatever one's first, that's the one you get.
What about the concept of you choose the better one? The less?
No, you mean to kill him nicely?
Yeah, exactly.
The Torah says you kill him nicely when you kill him, but you got to kill him when you got to kill him. The guy did an Aveda of Skila, he needs to get Skila, that's all. Because otherwise he won't cleanse him. If a guy did an Aveda of Skila, and he gets Chenek, so he dies, but the death may not forgive him for his sin completely, because he didn't get what the Torah said. The Torah said you need to get Skila. He doesn't get Skila, he gets Chenek, so it's not the same. Okay, so Gemara says Pshita, of course. What do you think? Ali Taguri Tagur. A guy should gain from sinning a lesser sin. He knows a guy did Skila, and now he's going to sin a lesser sin because then he'll get a lesser punishment. Of course, it doesn't make sense. So, obviously, if a guy did two Avedas, you're going to get the stricter one. Amar Rava, he said like this. Amar Rava said the case is speaking in a unique situation. What's the situation? First, he did an easier Aveda, meaning a lesser punishment. And he got judged. Bezdin ruled he's getting chenek. Then, then he desecrated Shabbos, which gets skila. Okay? So in other words, the Gemara says like this, what's the case? Not stam a guy did two Avedas, and now Bezdin has to judge him, so then, okay, that's definite. Here the case is, a guy first did one Aveda of chenek, and Bezdin paskined he's getting chenek. Then he did Skila. So I would think, why should he get Skila? He's already a dead person. Bezdin already paskined. He's getting Chenek. So I would think maybe he gets Chenek. So the Mishnah says, no. You still get Skila. And that's what it says. Saukadaitach, I mean, I would think. Kivan, the Nigma, Dine, Laveda, Kalam. The fact that he made up to do an easier sin. Haigava Katilu, he's considered a dead man. So why should you give him a worse punishment? Kamash Malan, the Mishnah says no. That even though he's a dead man because Bezdin already paskin, he gets chenek, nevertheless, he's still going to get skila. Because it's the harder punishment. Okay, so now the Gemara asks, what's the source of it, biblically? The Gemara says, from where do we learn out Mishin is chayv shtei mitzvos bezdin nidim bechamuda. From where do we learn? Because maybe taki you get the lesser one. Maybe the Torah says, you know what, you're dying anyway, give him the lesser one. How do I know, taki? What's the biblical source, or Tanakh source at least, that you get the stricter punishment? Because it says in Pasuk like this. There's a whole bunch of Yecheskel psukim the Gemara is bringing up now. It says like this. V'heilid ben Peretz, he gave birth to a wild son, Shefich Damim, who shed blood. Elahodim, upon the mountains, Achali ate. Eishes Re'eu Timei, his fellow's wife, he defiled. Gululim Nasa Enov, and to idols he lifted his face. He lifted his eyes. So Gemara says like this. He gave birth to a guy that was a murderer. A mountain he ate, and the Gemara is going to explain what that means. And he committed adultery and so on and so forth. So he says like this. What does this mean? Heilid ben perish shefich dam. The guy gave birth to a son, shefich dam. What's the punishment if you kill somebody? Sayif. Headache. What's the punishment if you kill somebody? You get headache. That you get skila. Okay? So the Pasuk says like this. He gave birth to a son that did avedis of chenek, hereg, and skila. Yeah? And then the Torah says, pay aleph. And then it says, meisyum av dam av bay. What does dam av bay mean? Skila. So the Pasuk says like this, the way the Gemara interprets the Pasuk. A guy gave birth to a son who committed three capital punishment avedas. Hereg, chenek, and skila. And then the Pasuk says, what does he get? Skila. So you see, what do you get from, you do three avedas, you're going to get the stricter aveda of skila. Mask of law, Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchok. So Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchok says, who tells you to define the Pasuk this way? How are they defining the Pasuk? One aveid of headache, one aveid of chenek, one aveid of skila. Maybe all of them are talking about skila. How will you define the Pasuk? He says like this. Heilid ben perish shefich dam, that he gave birth to a kid that sheds blood. So it doesn't mean regular killing. It means ben tzeder umeira, that gets skila. Aishas rieu timei, how do you know? It means an aishas ish that gets chenek. Maybe it's Naira Murasa. Remember, we learned in the Gemara, Kedushin with a girl, you get Skila. Velagululim, Nasa Einav, and to idol worshipping, you picked up his eyes, which Avedis Kacham is Skila. In other words, like this. The Gemara defined the Pasuk. The Gemara is looking for a source that if you did three different Avedis, you get the worst punishment. So they brought a proof. The guy murdered, which is Hedek. He committed adultery, is Chenek. And then he did Avedazo, which is Skila. And what does the Pasuk say he gets? He gets Skila. So you learn out that you get the stricter punishment, yeah? So Gemara says, how do you know what that's what the Pasuk means? Maybe it's talking about all three Avedas of Skila. He shed blood, he's a Ben Seder Domeda. Because he's eventually going to kill. The other one, he defiled a woman. Doesn't mean an Eshesish that had Chuppah. It means Skila. I mean, Edison, Kedushin. Remember we learned in the Gemara, what's the din if you live with a girl that was in gay, Kedushin, not marriage, then it's Skila. And Avedazar is Skila. So of course the Pasuk says he gets Skila. How do you know, though, if there's different punishments, you get to the worst one? So where it says, Imkei Makom Ashlon Yecheskel. Then what's Yecheskel telling me? If you have a Skila, 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 you get Skila, of course. What else are you going to get? So obviously Yecheskel's telling us something in the Pasuk. So the Gemara says, no, maybe he's just reviewing Torah. How do you know he's saying something new? Maybe he's just saying, skila, 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 get skila. He says, no, in Cain, if he only did it that way, then he should have made it like Mishnah Torah. He should have said it the way Moshe Rabbeinu said Mishnah Torah. The fact that he didn't, he made it like a new halacha, means he's teaching us something new. What new thing is he teaching us? That if there are different punishments, you get the worst of them all. So if there's headache, chenek, and skila, what punishment do you get? You get skila. So that's the source of our Mishnah. That's the source of the Mishnah that says that if somebody does different avedas with different punishments, what punishment do you get? You get the worst one.
We come to the conclusion that it is talking about three different types of
food. Yeah.
How? It must be.
Because now what he told me, the same thing. Yeah, otherwise what's Yechezkel telling me? That if you didn't have a skila, 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 you get skila, of course, what are you going to get? You can't get skila three times. So obviously means that. Okay.
You could have a situation of murder that deserves skila, and a situation of niuf that deserves skila. Right?
No. Oh, yeah. That's what the Gemara's question was.
It's not what this passage right. can be talking.
Okay. Then the Gemara says like this. Another pasuk in Yechezkel. Gemara's talking about a bunch of Yechezkel pasukim here. What is it that it says in Yechezkel? Upon the mountains he didn't eat. What does that mean? It means he was so great, the mountains refer to the office. You know, Meiresh Sura Marenu, Rashi says the mountains mean the office. Avram Yitzchok and Yaakov. When it says he didn't eat on the mountains, meaning he was so great, he didn't have to rely on the merits of Avram, Yitzchok, and Yaakov. He had his own merits. Yeah. The Ein of Leinosa Gululi Beis Yisrael, and the eyes did not lift upon the idols of the Eden, meaning Shalach became a skufa. He never went erect. It says in Alochi, not allowed to walk erect because it's a sign of Gaiva. And he didn't impurify somebody else's wife, meaning he never took away somebody else's business. It's interesting. The Gemara just said before the same pasuk, all for evil.
Like that blessing that...
No, but I'm saying, but here, Rav Acha Bar Chanina learns it in a positive way. Not that he committed adultery and then he did skila and avedazon. No. He didn't need to rely. He was so great, he didn't need to rely on the office. He never walked erect. He never disturbed somebody else's business.
So was it
kind? No. Well, I don't think so. Well, I don't know, maybe. El Isha ben Nida le ko yikrav. And then it says he never approached the woman who was Nida. He never benefited from tzedakah money. He never took tzedakah. About a person, and he says, he's a righteous man, the pasuk says. Such a guy is going to live long. Okay? So that's how he learned the pasuk. Got it? So now the Gemara says, when Ram Gamliel learned this pasuk, he cried. Why did Ram Gamliel cry? He says, "Man da Ovid l'kulo chaya." He said, Ram Gamliel says, "I understand." The pasuk says, "If you do A, B, C, D, you're going to live long," which implies you have to do A, B, C, D to live long. And if you only do one of the four, you're not going to live long. And Ram Gamliel said, "Who can be so great to have all four merits?" He says, "Man da Ovid l'kulo dechaya." A guy that does all these good deeds lives. And one of them not. I mean, who else could do such a thing? How many people can reach that level of perfection? Rabbi Kiva said to him, "No, the Torah means even one. The Torah doesn't mean all four. Where? Because he says like this: Al tetamu b'chol eilem." The pasuk says, okay, all the forbidden relationships. You know, in the Torah over there in Vayikra, yeah? The Torah says all the forbidden relationships, and then the Torah says, Al tetamu b'chol eila. Yeah? Now, what does b'chol eila mean? Even one of them is forbidden. If the Torah mentions 10 forbidden relations, yeah? Then it says, Al tetamu b'chol eila. The Torah doesn't say, no, one of them you could do, but all 10 you can't. That's not what it means. Hachanami, the same thing over here when the pasuk says, "Bekulo in." doesn't mean that. It means not only all 10, not one. So the same thing. That means Rabbi Akiva said to Rabbi Gamliel like this. Rabbi Gamliel learned the pasuk that when do you live? When you do all the good things together. So Rabbi Akiva said to him, no, Rabbi. Just like by negative, by bad, it doesn't mean all bad. It means even one of it, you get punished. So in good, it's also, even if you do one of the good deeds, you also live long. Okay, now the Gemara continues with the next case in the Mishnah. What? In the Mishnah, it says like this. Aver Aveda, what happens if he did an Aveda, one Aveda, he gets two punishments. So the first opinion says he gets the bigger one. The Biasi says, no, you get the first one, right? You get the first of the sin.
First one that he did?
Well, it doesn't make sense right now. The Gemara's trying to figure out what it means. Tanya, Kate said, what does this mean? When did Abiesi say what he said? Said like this. When did Abiesi say, need them bezika rishena ba'olav, that he gets executed for the first prohibition? He said, very simple case. Chamaisei v'nasa eshesish. First, the woman was his mother-in-law, yeah? But she was single, divorced or widowed. And then she remarried. And then he lived with her. Now, what was she first? A mother-in-law. Then she became as she is. So even though, this is what the WAC holds, even though now she's both together, because she was a mother-in-law first, unmarried, then she got married to somebody, yeah, and then he committed adultery with her. So the Chachamim said, okay, Eishis Ishis Chenek, mother-in-law is Skila. So you're going to get Skila, right? So the Biasi says, no, this woman was first forbidden to you as a mother-in-law.
But at the time of crime, she was Eishis
Ish. Huh?
At the time of crime.
No, she wasn't.
She was.
She was.
She was.
She was? Okay, so she was divorced.
No, when she was his mother-in-law, when she became his mother-in-law, she was single.
Okay, and then?
But at the time of crime, she was a shadish.
Doesn't matter. So then, nidim mechamaisei. Then he's judged, in this case, it would be the stricter one, then it would be like a mother-in-law, which is skila.
At the time of the crime, she was remarried already?
Yeah.
Okay, so he gets both, and Skila is...
No, but... One second.
Skila is the worst of the...
Eish is Yishchanek. Right. Mother-in-law is Skila.
Right.
Okay. Now, Chachamim hold, you live with a lady who's your mother-in-law and married, Chachamim say you get Skila. Rabbi Eish says not always. Not always. He says, if the woman... And makes sense, by the way. If the woman was first his mother-in-law before she became Eishes Ish, that means her forbiddenness to him was as a mother-in-law.
Only.
Only. Okay, now she got married, and then she committed adultery with him.
Second time.
No, only once.
Once.
He only committed adultery with her once.
So why do you even have to think the first that she was your mother-in-law? Course,
because now that mother-in-law forbiddenness, forbiddenhood, which are both incorrect, is the first thing that she was forbidden to him as. Now there's something additional going on it. So Rabbi Yossi holds, you go by the first one. Therefore, one second, if she was first Eishes Ish and then became his mother-in-law, then you would kill him as Eishes Ish, meaning as Chenek. But because she was first a mother-in-law, and then it became, we'll see more, the Gemara's going to...
Why is it like that? Why is the law?
That's what the Beis Yosef, it's very logical. Because basically, Ein Issach Halal Issach, even though it's a different,
but
in this case...
But at the time of the crime, he had both prohibitions for Rebecca against her.
But is this necessarily final decision?
At the time of the crime, he had both, there were both prohibitions. I mean, I don't care. The guy's getting killed anyways. And he's getting skilled anyways.
No, not always. According to Rabbi Yossi, sometimes you'll get chenek. If she was first an Eish Yesish, right. And then she became a mother-in-law.
But at the time of the crime, I mean, is this halacha? Or is this
no, the halacha is like the chachamim.
Okay,
Rabbi Yossi holds... One second. Rabbi Yossi holds a simple concept. There's a rule in halacha, ein iser chalal iser.
Unless it's going more strict or something.
No, unless it's a there's something that doesn't apply. Okay, but Rabbi Yossi doesn't even hold of that right now. Rabbi Yossi holds, once something is forbidden, it can become different forbidden. Ein iser chalal iser. By the way, which is a very practical thing.
For example,
there are millions of examples. What comes to mind? If you know, bats of a cholev, you can't cook, eat, or benefit from. Correct? Okay. What happens if it's chazer that you mix with milk?
You benefit from it.
So, because chazer is already forbidden, it can't have another sin of bats of a cholev. Therefore, pork and milk, you could benefit from. Can give it to your dog. Why? Because ain't Yisrael. Once something is forbidden, it can't become more forbidden. Okay? According to Rabbi Yossi, now the question, what did Chachamim hold? Rabbi Yossi says very simple. She started off as a mother-in-law. I mean, in that case, anyway, she's going to get the skila because mother-in-law street. Okay. But she started off as a mother-in-law. She wasn't Eish Yesish yet. She is now forbidden to this guy because she's his mother-in-law. Correct? Okay. Now she decided to get married. So now you have a second Issa called Eish Yesish. Rabbi Yossi says no. You can't add Eish Yesish because she's already forbidden. Okay, so in that case, Rabbi Yossi says you're going to get the mother in law with your skill anyway. But what happens if she was an Eish Yesish? First. And then she got divorced and widowed. And then she became his mother in law. So then the BAC said, because she was an Eish Yesish, you can't add mother-in-law to it. Because she's already forbidden. So therefore the punishment would be chanek. That's what the BAC holds.
Why don't the
Rabbanim hold
that?
So everybody was screaming the other way, what's the BAC? Now you're saying, what's the Chachamim? Okay, so you said like
this. What is the logic?
This is very logical. Once something is forbidden, you can't make it more forbidden.
But the whole sugya we're talking about is that you do. And you judge them based on the more strict one. But you do consider all the infringements.
Rabbi Yossi holds, Ein Issa Chalal Issa. We'll get to this one.
What does that mean, Ein
Issa Once something is forbidden, it can't become more forbidden. I gave you an example.
Yeah,
once something is chazer, it's already treif. It can't become more treif as bas of a chalav.
But he has a second infringement, which is more serious than the other.
He has second infringement also, bas of a chalav now.
No, this is not basar. It's not
a... I'm giving another example of halacha.
But that bas of a chalav is not chal and something that's not a kosher meat.
Why not? Why?
I don't know.
Because ain is a chalal iser. Because it's already forbidden. If it's already forbidden, you can't make it more forbidden.
That's the reason?
Yeah, that's the reason. Halacha says that why it's mutar b'ano, because it's ain iser, chalal iser. No. It's nothing to do with that.
Just like first mother-in-law, and then she becomes married? Same thing?
So then the first one, anyways, mother-in-law, which is skila. So then the Chacham and Abayse wouldn't argue. Chacham and Abayse would argue if she was first a married woman.
Yeah.
And then she became his mother-in-law. So Chachamim say, listen, the guy did an Aveda, it's two punishments, right? Because he did it after she was married and the mother-in-law. So you get the stricter one. And Rabbi Yossi says no.
It's whatever the first one
is. Whatever the first one is, that's what it is. But he says like this, he's going to challenge Rabbi Yossi now. Why? Is that what you're saying? Okay? If she was first a mother-in-law, then became an Eish Yesish, you get judged with Chameisei. Lida Nami Eish Yesish. He said you should also get punished for Eish Yesish. Why? The Amr Rababu said, that made the Rabbi Yossi be Issa Mesef. The Rabbi Yossi holds ain Issa Chalal Issa, unless the Gemara says if there's additional punishment. Okay? Now, what does it mean, Issa Mesef? It's very interesting, very simple. A mother-in-law that's single, yeah, is only forbidden to him. To the rest of the world, she's not forbidden. Correct? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. A mother-in-law is only forbidden to the to his mother-in-law. Okay? Eishes Ish, though, is forbidden for the whole world. It's not one Isser, Chalan and Isser, that you say, no, once it's treif already. He asked the question, what do you mean? Rabbi Yossi himself agrees, the Gemara says in Yevamos, when Rabbi Yossi talks about, and this is the halacha shchurch, Ein Isser Chalal Isser is when it's the same thing with no additional sins. Like pork and milk versus meat and, kosher meat and milk. Here, though, it's what's called Isser Meisav. There's an additional sin here. What's the additional sin? As a mother-in-law, she's only forbidden to him or all the other kids, whatever, yeah? Now she became a shesish. It's additional Aveda. Now she's forbidden for the world. There's a new sin happening. And then you do say Isser Chalal Isser. Then it does become forbidden.
But to him it doesn't make a difference if the whole world, she's the Eshet Ish to other people. To him, it's whatever.
Huh? It doesn't matter. This woman is now forbidden to him as a mother-in-law.
Right.
Now, according to the B.A.C. and the Chacham, by the way, now she becomes an Eish Yisish.
To a whole world.
So therefore, it's an additional sin in her existence. This woman was only forbidden for him and mutter for everybody else. Now she's forbidden for everybody else. So therefore, the sin of Eish Yisish applies to him too now. What?
She gets the same if it's mutually consensual.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah. Okay. So the guy answered him back, Amalei, what do you want to kill him twice? You want to kill him twice? In other words, yeah, the Biasi concedes he got two prohibitions. But you can't kill him twice, meaning like this. He says, when does the Biasi say, Isser Chalal Isser? Yeah? If you're going to gain him two punishments, like twice Malkus. The first Isser has one Malkus. Now there's a second Isser, you're going to get double punishment. Isser Chalal Isser. In other words, let's say mother-in-law would be Malkus. And Eish Yisish would be Malkus. Let's say. Not death. So now the Shaila is, a guy who lives with his mother-in-law is going to get Malkus once. If the sin, forget death, there's no death. Malkus. Yeah? A guy lives with his mother-in-law, he's going to get Malkus. Yeah, that's it. Now she's a mother-in-law of an Eish Yisish. So you're going to get two Malkus.
But with that, you cannot kill someone.
That's what I'm saying. Forget that. That's what he answers him.
Yeah.
He answers, what do you have to get China good? It's a Masif. What, are you going to kill him twice? No, but I'm explaining. By if it wouldn't be death, if it would be Malkus, Taka. Let's say the punishment for all adultery is Malkus. Mother-in-law would get Malkus. Now the question is, now she became an Eish Yisish, if you hold Ein Isser Chalal Isser, how many Malkus would she get? One. You would get one. For mother-in-law, because you can't make another sin on it, because it's already forbidden.
Malkus or death?
I said there's no death. Let's say there's no death. Okay. Just Malkus.
For the sake of argument, it's Malkus.
Let's say it's Malkus, yeah? So then, if it's a mother-in-law, then you get Malkus. A mother-in-law that's an Eish Yisish also. So now the din is like this. If Isser does not go on Isser, that means it's only mother-in-law. You get Malkus once. Correct? Because it's only mother-in-law. She's an Eish Yisish, but you can't make that in addition to mother-in-law. Ain't Isser Chalal Isser. But if you hold by Isser Meisef, then it is Chal Isser Al Isser. then they would get double malchus. But he says, Tim, you're going to kill him twice. Like, what are you asking in China? So what if he's a halal listener? He's getting killed, when he can kill him twice. What's the difference?
No, we don't mean to say that he should get killed twice. He gets the worst, the more strict.
That he's going to get, he's talking about a case of Chameisi first, and she becomes an Eshesish. Anyway, it's Skila. Chameisi is Skila. But he asked, why isn't it the Issachar Lissa, then he should get punished as Eshesish. She says to him, no, he has to get killed. He can't kill him twice. He killed him for the first one that he did. Okay, next Mishnah. Pay Aleph Amid Beis, all the way on top. Mishaloka Vishana. Okay? A guy did an avel, like he ate chazer, yeah? He was whipped once, ate it again, got whipped twice. And Bezdin is sick and tired of dealing with this guy. What did they do? Bezdin machnis neisi lakipa, you're bringing him into a cell. Machila neisi sa'edim, you give him barley. Achikrisim is bakas until the stomach plotzes. Meaning, he did it three times already. Speaking when he did it the third time. Now, he did it once, got malchus. Did it the second time, got malchus. Yeah? Now he did it the third time. So now the guy has a chazaka of being a sinner. So, yeah, technically, you can't kill a guy for eating chazer. The punishment is malchus, not death. Because the guy is a repeat, like strike three. Strike three. You know.
Chazaka.
No, so therefore, the Mishnah says, what do? You don't kill him directly, you kill him indirectly. You take him into a cell, and the one's going to discuss what type of cell this is. Very interesting. Exact measurements of the guy that he can't move. You give him barley, and he dies himself.
How's this ever happened?
1 minute. The Gemara says, I wouldn't stand. Mishim Dolok of Ishana Bezin Kainzanezi Lakipa. He said, I don't understand. Why should a guy die because he only gets malchus? He ate trey, so why should you kill him? Let him eat trey 10 times. Why should he get killed? Why in the world should he get killed? Doesn't make sense. The guy didn't do an avera that deserves to die. So he did it 10 times, he repeated offender of malchus, so give him malchus. Why should he die? So why is there a special malchus over here? The thing is like this. If a guy did an aveda that the punishment is karis, right? The God kills you young. So the Mishnah says in Malchus, all chayvi karisis Bezdin gives Malchus to. Kol chayvi karis Malchus. It's a clear Mishnah in Malchus. I understand, but karis is Hashem going to kill you. So Bezdin first gives him Malchus. That's the din, and then Hashem does what he wants to do.
So they get the
Malkot. So the din is like this. We're speaking here. The guy did an aveid of Kodesh. Yeah? So really, he should be dying from heaven. So if he did it once, Bezdin gives him Malkot. He did it a second time, Bezdin gives him Malkot. He did it a third time, then Bezdin's going to make him die on his own.
Well, Kodesh, not eating Chazer.
Right. So the Gemara says, we're not talking about an aveid of Chazer, eating treif. Eating treif, even if he does it 100 times, Bezdin will not kill him. They won't put him into the cell. They'll give him malchus. They'll give him 10 times malchus. But if a guy gets malchus because he did an aved of kodesh, which really is death, not from Bezdin, but from Hashem, and the guy's a repeat performer, so then what does Bezdin do? They put him into the kippah, give him barley, and let his stomach plots.
Because it's Hilul Hashem that he does it over.
No, let's see what the Gemara. Let's see it inside. Amir Abiyim, Amir Abshim Min Lakish. Abiyim is the name of Rish Lakish. Hocha B'Malkis Shol Krisis Askinen. We're speaking with Malkis that a guy did in Aveda for Kodis. Okay, and he's told that you're going to get Malkis and you're going to get Kodis and so on. The Gaver Barkatoluhu. Really, the guy is condemned to die in Shemayim, right? The time of death didn't come yet. What is Kodesh? Kodesh means you're going to die. But your time doesn't come yet until you're 50 or 60. Well,
Hashem has given them time to repent.
Enochanami. One second. So therefore, Mekaven Leilakhtoya Loi. So in that case, because the guy kept giving up his life, so to speak, he kept committing the same Aveda of Kodesh, so then Bezdin's going to make him die sooner. They're not going to kill him. He dies indirectly. But basically, you know, that death comes from heaven.
Well, how do they know that when Hashem is going to kill him? Betin is making a decision right now, he's going to be killed. If it's Karet Biat Shomai, maybe he's going to be killed 10 years from now.
Doesn't matter. Will that be 450 or 60? No.
Do you think this scenario ever happened? Just like Ben Sura Murr and
everything? I don't know if this happened.
These are hypothetical problems.
But this is, again, the Gemara is going to come up with a brilliant deduction of a detail in this case. This that we said, if a guy does repeat chorus, Bezin puts him into the keeper. He entered it. He's speaking if he did the same Aveda three times.
Right.
Then he's a repeat performer. But if he did one Aveda of Kodis, and another Aveda of that also gets Kodis, and the third Aveda of Kodis, then you don't put him into the keeper. Why? He's trying out the various sins. If it's the same sin, the guy already knows what he's doing. So then Bezdin will kill him. I mean, in the keeper. So he said like this, Amalei, Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yemir Batachlifa. So Rabbi Yaakov said to Rabbi Yemir Batachlifa, Ta'azbro, come, I'll explain to you the Mishnah. But Malkiah Shokoris Achas. The Mishnah speaking, when a guy did an Aveda, the same Kodesh Aveda, he ate Chametz on Pesach three times, or twice. So far it's twice, yeah? Avol shows time and shows creases, but if a guy did mushel, he ate chametz on Pesach, and then he ate on Yom Kippur, yeah, and then he had relations with a woman that's kodesh. He says then he suited the kotoim. He's pushing, giving into the Yetzer Hara to do different sins to see how they are. V'lemavata kulahai. So therefore, you don't renounce his life so much. It's interesting detail though. He says, when does our Mishnah say that a guy that keeps getting malchus, you put him into the keeper and make him stomach plots with barley? That's only number one if it's an aved of kodesh, not stam malchus. A guy eats chazer or treif, you're not going to put him into the keeper. So number one has to be an aved that he gets malchus because he did an aved of kodesh. So he's basically a dead person. But even then, it's only when he did three Avedas, the same two or three Avedas of the same Kodesh. He ate Chametz and Pesach three times. He said, what, you didn't know what it tastes like already? I mean, or he ate on Yom Kippur three times, or he did the different women that get Kodesh. Yeah, what he, so if he did three different Avedas, the Gemara says no. Then he's not a repeat performer. It's interesting, three strikes, the Gemara says here, is only if it's the same Aveda three times. If it's a different Aveda, you can't call three strikes. He has the eight thought, he wants to taste different sins. Okay, now the Gemara, what time is it? Okay, let's just start this. Now, the mission implies, by the way, twice. What does the mission say? Mishaloka Vishana. He did Malchus, and he did it again, which means two times, not three times, right? Mi shalaka shana, shana, the Gemara says, Alpha Gavdolei Shalish, even though he didn't do it, the mission implies that if a guy sinned twice, you don't wait for the third sin, right? You put him right away into the keeper. So Lema Masnis and the lake of Shimon Gamliel. Our Mishnah cannot go according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. The Eid of Shimon Gamliel, or Omer, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says throughout Shas, Tlaz Zimno Le'ava Chazaka. Ibechlau. When is a Chazaka? Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says three times. Right? Not twice. Our Mishnah seems to imply a guy did it twice. He's already a Chazaka, a sinner, and put him into the keeper. Right? But that means Amishai can't go contra Rav Shimon Gamliel. Gemara says, Amar Rava of Irvina. Avilo Tem Rav Shimon Gamliel. Here it could go according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. Why? Because Savad Avedis Machazikis. Meaning, the Gemara thought the guy did an Aver three times, but he was only whipped twice. So the third time he did the sin, because that's what the Mishnah says. A guy did an Avera, he got Malkus. Then he did it again, he got Malkus. Then the third time, you don't give him Malkus, you put him to the keeper. So Gemara's questioning it, but he only got Malkus twice, it's not a Chazaka. So Gemara answered, yeah, it is a Chazaka, because he did three sins. He sinned, got Malkus, sinned again, and got Malkus. Now he sinned the third time. Then you put him into the keeper. Why? Because he sinned three times. He has a chazak in sinning.
Even though it's not the same sin.
Right.
Shalom.